Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2876, How to Be More Confident as an Introvert, my top confidence tips, part two, by Mia of shedreamsallday.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome back, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is where I read to you like a big ongoing audiobook from many different authors, but today being a continuation from yesterday, so I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to part two and continue optimizing your life. How to Be More Confident as an Introvert, My Top Confidence Tips, Part 2, by Mia of shedreamsallday.com. Number 6, practice and repeat. Self-confidence is a skill you can practice and get really good at. I cannot stress this enough. If you see yourself as a person lacking in confidence, it may take some time, but please know that confidence can be trained, built, and mastered starting in your own mind. Practice and repeat, practice and repeat. If you do it over and over again, the thing you believe you're lacking confidence in will become effortless and you'll feel confident in time. For me, I need to practice the skill of confidence when it comes to public speaking. I do this by challenging myself to do it, even though it frightens the heck out of me. I do it anyway because I know I'll grow, get better at it, learn from past experiences, and that it gets easier every time. But we have to put ourselves in scary and challenging situations to get better at the things we do not have the confidence to master just yet. I may have repeated myself here, but I just really want you to understand that the most important part of boosting your confidence is mastering your thoughts, beliefs, feelings, and practicing the skill of confidence over time. When you've got your thoughts sorted and you really believe them, it's time for us to get into some other important factors that can help you build confidence as an introvert. Number 7, self-care for confidence. Don't forget to wind down after a long day of socializing. In order to stay and feel confident, we have to care for our introverted souls. We need our downtime to be able to shine. Make sure you're getting enough alone time to recharge your confidence batteries. Set aside time for a good book, quiet time, a nap on the couch, a warm bath, or whatever self-care activity you're the fondest of. Self-care goes hand in hand with feeling confident. Learn to love on yourself, embrace your flaws, and make sure you set aside time to practice self-care every day. When you really love yourself, you can't not feel confident. It's just not possible. Number 8, read personal development books. Immerse yourself in inspiration and motivation. This is what I do when I'm feeling a little on the low. I turn to the wise people with the wise words, meaning podcasts, books, audiobooks, YouTube videos, and blog posts. Expand your mind to new knowledge and inspiration. Sometimes you just need a good push from a brilliant author letting you know you can do amazing things. Number 9, stop comparing, stop caring. Stop comparing yourself to other people, to other people's wins, success, money, material things, and so on. We have no idea what's really going on in other people's minds. We can't control it as much as we want to. We simply can't. Now, the cold hard truth is that some people just won't like you. There will always be people who don't like us. You can be the sweetest piece of chocolate there is, but there will still be people who just don't like chocolate. It's crazy, I know, but it's true. You're not for everybody, and that's okay. You've got your people that are waiting for you to tell your story in the way only you can. So stop caring what other people think and whatever opinion they may have of you. This is going to be so freeing and it'll really help step up your confidence game. What matters is what you think of you. The only right way to be is to be you. Just believe in yourself. You do you. Number 10, visualize your future self. Tune in with that which you really want to make happen. Focus on your dream vision and your goals. Visualize your future self, you know, your awesome and confident future self that has already achieved all your lovely dreams and goals. Immerse yourself visually and emotionally in the life of your dreams. Picture it, feel it. Who's with you? What can you hear? What are you thinking about? Where are you? How do you feel? Vividly visualize yourself having achieved all your lovely dreams and goals. Create a movie in your mind and really connect with the emotions and the thoughts you're having. And if you find this hard to do or don't know where to start, my tip for you is to do a simple thought download. Get all your feelings and thoughts down onto a piece of paper without thinking or lifting the pencil. Getting to know yourself better is the first step in figuring out where you want to go. As long as you stay focused on the dream, confidence will come much easier. You get what you focus on, so focus on something amazing. Number 11, don't sweat it. Confident people just don't sweat the little things in life. As an introvert, I know this one may be a bit tricky. Try not to overanalyze every little thing. For example, an incident at work, the email that didn't get sent, what she said to you in that mean voice, and so on. It's all going to be okay, and in the end, these silly things don't matter. Try not to think about them and try to get some perspective. What is the worst thing that can happen in cases like these? You get a feeling and a belief, which now you can make mean anything you want, because a feeling is just a vibration in your body. That's all it is. And number 12, goodbye comfort zone. There's a difference between fear, courage, and confidence. However, they are in some ways linked. Sometimes we need to feel the fear and do it anyway, and have the courage to do something that we in the beginning think is scary, such as public speaking, putting our face on our blogs, or doing an Instagram live. We need to challenge ourselves and get out of our comfort zones to be able to go to the good place. For me, this has definitely been starting a YouTube channel. Never in a million years did I think I would muster up the courage to get on video and put it out there for the whole world to see. But you know what? It's all part of the process. I have to practice thinking thoughts that support me in becoming confident on video. As humans, we absolutely love to feel comfortable. Our minds are programmed to protect us, and it loves to do what feels safe and familiar. In other words, the brain loves a good old habit. But we need to evolve past this to achieve our goals and dreams. I challenge you to do something you've never done before, something you wish you were better at, and I promise it will get easier over time. Jump out of your comfort zone on the daily before you go. Exuding confidence is not just a job for extroverts. Confidence is needed in order to pursue and successfully chase our dreams. We have to believe in ourselves and in our ability to realize those dreams. So start believing, choose better thoughts, and practice feeling confident on purpose. Repeat this process until you feel the shift happening within you. It may take some time, but there's no quick fix to solving old limiting beliefs. Enjoy the growth process and watch yourself bloom into a beautiful, confident sunflower. Yes, I just said that. No sarcasm or anything. I really mean it, a sunflower. Now, are you ready to think amazing thoughts about yourself? I sure hope so. You just listened to part two of the post titled, How to Be More Confident as an Introvert, My Top Confidence Tips by Mia of SheDreamsAllDay.com. And thank you again to Mia. Practicing and repeating is probably the most effective here, but also the most difficult if this is something you truly struggle with, because it means confronting the issue head on with probably the biggest chance of failure. It is like public speaking, which she mentioned in this article, and something I've had a massive problem with for as long as I can remember. I was forced into a public speaking elective class. That was in junior high, so that's around age 13 or 14. And I definitely did not choose to be in that class. While it didn't help a ton at that age, that's because we didn't get a ton of practice in the class. Now, when I went to college, that's when it changed, because as a business major, you're expected in pretty much every single class you take that's business related to have some kind of group presentation. And then they also made me take a public speaking class too in college. So with a bunch of my classes requiring presentations and then also being in a public speaking class on top of it at the same time, yes, it was definitely not fun, a lot of stress for me, but I can't argue that it didn't help. It definitely did. It was probably the most confidence I had with public speaking. Again, not easy, it was really difficult, but probably the most effective solution. But I get it if you want to start with simpler solutions, I would do the same thing. And that's why there's plenty of ideas to choose from in articles like these. So pick your battles. Thank you for being on the journey with me and for subscribing and sharing the show with others. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.